All right, so we're continuing on with these great discussions here at YAL 2012. We have the Godfather, Dave Thomas, with us again. Dave, we have an interesting collection of people here. What's going on?
So we have Todd and Martin here, and I'm working with them and a group of others to form a new foundation to build open source software for the finance industry. Mm-hmm. I thought it'd be good here to, talk a little bit about that and see the kind of things that we're going to be doing. So,
great.
Basically, there's a lot of money spent by large banks and other institutions on rebuilding the same stuff for their infrastructure teams. And they often hire consultants like Martin and Todd, and they basically build it for one company, and then they go build it for another company, and people in the other company goes, hey, how come we don't have the latest stuff? So they have to hire them back again. So there's this constant problem, and all this stuff is, and a lot of this stuff can be, it's really, really important. It can be just as simple as logging. But who wants to pay for a logging framework? Well, nobody really wants to pay for that, except it's really important. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're working together to form the Lodestone Foundation with a number of major banks. So,
awesome.
So I'll let these guys talk about what they think that's going to do and the kind of benefits that are going to come out of it.
Great.
Martin.
Cool. What I want to do is actually go into organizations and solve some really interesting problems and not rewrite the same thing over and over again. I think I've lost count of the number of times I've written logging frameworks, executors, collections, all sorts of stuff that we keep doing and trying to make them faster and faster. So I'm going to go and solve some interesting problems, but to do that, we've got to have all these things done in a common way. And the best way to do that is do it in the open. You can collaborate, get it all supported, and then let everybody else contain it and benefit from using this.
This is great. Todd?
Yes, there's being a messaging vendor for many years, I've seen how systems have really evolved within investment banks, hedge funds, prop shops, and the use of networking. A lot of times they build the same things on top of messaging over and over again. So, but those things sometimes have a competitive advantage, but a lot of times they don't. So there's lots of different pieces, and with new legislation coming in, this really provides a benefit that a lot of them would see. Just be able to reuse the same pieces that everybody else is would really solve a lot of problems for them.
Now, I would imagine that people like Intel and so on, and IBM, Oracle building hardware, they often have a hard time getting the right benchmarks. They typically run last year's benchmarks to build tomorrow's hardware. So, do you think this would have an implication there because there'd be a common set of frameworks that financial institutions could be using down at the bottom, in particular with some things like disruptor and messaging, such that they could basically be able to say, here's kind of a spec that we could use or a reference model so that they could try and accelerate that instead of some of the crazy things they try and accelerate? Do you think that would be applicable to the results?
I think it's a good question, actually, because running benchmarks and tests is very difficult. And a common issue we have in finance industry is everything's closed and kept secret, so we don't really see the real use cases out there in the wild. We see it in other industries. If you're in the gaming industry, for example, they collaborate, work together, and the hardware vendors then have good benchmarks that they're targeting to get working. We could have very similar things in finance with having the tests and high performance components that people can build on hardware.
That's a good point, because the GPU, for example, is basically the result of the gaming industry providing the spec, and then the vendors more or less providing the implementation for their need.
There's also the idea of architectures, because a lot of the architectures are very, very similar. You go from one bank to another, even within different asset classes, and you see the same kind of architecture. You often use the idea of they're like individual snowflakes. They have the same basic structure, but there's little pieces that are different. So a lot of those little pieces have a high degree of reusability. So, and in benchmarks that go along with that, so that it's very easy to determine what needs to be addressed and find the holes and fill them is very useful.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys are known for doing work close to the metal and really worrying on performance, but I understand that the goal of Lodestone is to actually service some of the more mundane but very important requirements. So you're going to be doing a lot of work on things like monitoring and so on as well. Is that right?
Yeah, we're seeing lots of common things. Like, having surveyed a number of the architects in these banks, over 50% of what they do is very common things, like building monitoring frameworks, deployment of software, logging, all these common infrastructural components that they've got to use, and they've got to redo those over and over again. Quite often, the same teams are doing it across different parts of the organization. So we can build all of those things and make them available.
In monitoring, even say industry standards such as VIX and others, these are areas that are just ripe for open source. Within a lot of these organizations, using open source is something that they actually struggle with sometimes. But something that is very tailored to what they need and fits the business model. So it's efficient. It can be used appropriately and stable is just it's a great win.
And so many of them end up being built as kind of add-ons to projects. They're never the main raison d'etre to a project. So for example, we'll get something thrown together, it works kind of quick, but we don't spend time modeling for infrastructure. We don't have a good model of the state. We don't have a good model of how we deploy that software. By actually taking the time and doing these as first-class citizens, we can have a quality product from that area.
Absolutely.
My limited experience in the finance industry, there's all these really horrible feeds and very, very strange formats. And some of them even seem to change rapidly. I understand, like Opera apparently just went from the world's biggest text feed to the world's largest binary feed, probably disrupting everyone, at least in Chicago, elsewhere. Or Oprah, sorry. I'm wondering maybe some of the, by actually having common components here, perhaps this will enable the banks and others to basically say, look, we've got the adapters here. Here's a common protocol we like, and maybe they can actually push back on the exchanges and so on and say, look, we like these feeds in this format, at least in efficient program format, so you don't have to use an FPGA to crack them.
Yeah, absolutely. Having an efficient binary format, even a really good serialization format. There's been several times where organizations want to standardize on one particular serialization format, and it's hard because finding one that suits all the different classes of different data that have to flow around is hard. It's not trivial. So actually having one that can then interoperate with some of the other feeds. A lot of those feeds, they change. You have 100 different markets all over the world. Each one of those changes, every couple, weeks sometimes. And that's how fast some of these do change. So having something which can adapt to that is not a trivial task. And I've seen that addressed a few times. But there's a lot of tricks that that can be used to make that much, much easier for organizations.
I can remember in the since I was an object piper in the past, and got a lot of people drinking object drugs, hallucinating, and dreaming of business objects. But we haven't made a lot of progress there. I mean, there's been a lot of modeling and a lot of wasted time. But it seems to me that we still don't really have really basic good things like international currency objects, right, calendars, and so on. Is that something that you'll be looking at, you think is important?
Yeah, there's a lot of room for standardization in what we're doing, but doing through having a de facto standard rather than us relying upon the committee. Like, for example, the connectors you just talked about, if we were going to build an API on that, it makes sense to have common symbology. When you think of how much simpler that could be, and then that's going to feed into maybe standard FX delivery calendars and lots of other things that are incredibly common. And value at risk calculations within the finance industry, we've got to report to regulators. Having that all done in a standard way helps the regulators because they all know what they're getting because it's all coming in a standard format.
And I think this also might, some recently the finance industry is coming to some criticism for various reasons, Wall Street protests and so on. It seems to me that this might, if you could actually have open source software and trust it, there might be some belief, at least the feeds and the basic stuff that's going on, people can count. There's got to be tons and tons of bugs. Can you imagine changing feeds and so on? I hate to think of what actually only happens. Now, the good news for hedge funds, except some recently, is that some of these small bugs, which are due to integrating from different feeds and different components, or even calendaring problems, right, can cause really things that are international disasters in the worst case, but at the very least could affect individuals or corporations.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a the encryption community really did benefit from opening up a lot of the actual algorithms themselves. And the same could be seen in what we see. The HFT is sort of a double-edged sword. There's a lot of different ways that can influence the market in good and when there's bad things that can happen. So I don't think that you would ever get them totally open, but actually having some things out there that are standardized and can be used as references are great, to make things much more stable.
Yeah, it's a common utility. The performance figures we're seeing in this space throughout off-the-shelf products and addresses. So everyone's building their own things internally to address this. By actually having standard things that were fast enough, you can stop doing the utility. It's like moving into a building, you have to wire the building, you can install the plumbing, do everything else, and then maybe you actually move your business in. And all this common stuff's getting redone.
I think it's exciting to have this, and I think it will allow the finance community, particularly the banking community, initially a voice to be able to talk to both operating system vendors like Microsoft and Oracle, IBM, but also to talk to the hardware vendors and say, look, here's what you need to accelerate, because right now they're sort of sitting underneath looking at the applications, trying to guess what's going on, but if there's kind of a standard model and they can do that, then this is something they can accelerate and streamline. So I think it's a good opportunity to cooperate with the software and hardware providers here to provide a streamlined and more reliable solution.
So. Right on. Well, great job, and we look forward to hearing more about this project.
Thanks very much, Charles.
Thank you.
Appreciate the opportunity.
It's always nice to have the Godfather moderating discussion. We should do this more often.
Cheers.
Thanks, Charles.